Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were or are some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. Today, Steve delves into the life and music of one of the most successful stars in the contemporary music scene, Sting. A multi-instrumentalist himself, Sting has not only gathered many talented jazz musicians to play on his own recordings, but has also performed as a sideman on many fine jazz projects. As well, some of his compositions have entered the jazz canon as launch points for interpretations that extend the tradition. We have examples of Sting's own recordings, as well as imaginative readings from artists inspired by his work. Take it from here, Steve.
We have another special show for you tonight, vocalist Suzanne Hingley. When Suzanne contacted me about this performance, she said that she had a theme called How Fragile We Are. She had collected songs about love, loss, heartache, success, tragedy, and turning points. This thread and the beautiful song called Fragile, which he'll perform, put me in mind of featuring some of Sting's music with some songs from his recordings, as well as some interpretations by jazz artists. Through his long and celebrated career, he has dealt with many of these topics. Born October 2nd, 1951, in Wall's End, Northeast England, Gordon Sumner's life started to change the evening a fellow musician in the Phoenix Jazzmen caught sight of his black and yellow striped sweater and decided to rechristen him Sting. Sting paid his early dues playing bass with local outfits such as the Newcastle Big Band, the Phoenix Jazzmen, Earthrise, and Last Exit, the latter of which featured his first efforts at songwriting. Drummer Stuart Copeland had seen Sting perform and was impressed by his charisma. The two hooked up shortly afterwards, and within months, Sting had left his teaching job and moved to London. Sting, drummer Stuart Copeland, and guitarist Andy Summers had a slow start with their new band, The Police, as fans in the UK were slow to come on board. Several tours to the US in the late 70s saw their popularity explode. They recorded 5 successful albums together from 1978 to 1983. As well as his singing and composing, Sting plays guitar, bass guitar, mandolin, piano, harmonica, saxophone, and pan flute. He also learned some early music on the lute, which he explored on his Songs from the Labyrinth CD from 2006. In June 1985, Sting released his first solo album, The Dream of the Blue Turtles, and it was a revelation. Featuring the cream of America's young black jazz musicians, including saxophonist Branford Marsalis, keyboard player Kenny Kirkland, drummer Omar Hakim, and electric bassist Daryl Jones, the album showed that Sting had lost none of his songwriting ability by being outside of the Police camp. It was quite controversial for Branford Marsalis to step out of the jazz realm to perform with a more mainstream artist. His well-known brother Wynton certainly was not amused, but Branford respected Sting and did his best to add short but meaningful saxophone solos to his songs. I'd like to begin with the track that was the first track on that album. Listen for Branford's tenor sax behind Sting's vocals. So this is number one, please, Jim. This is If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free, as recorded by Sting on his The Dream of the Blue Turtle CD released in June 1985.
Call my name.
love that band. What a great band he put together on that record. The next song is also from the same recording, but I'd like to play a version of it from jazz bassist Christian McBride's CD called Conversations with Christian. Christian Lee McBride, born on May 31st, 1972, is an American jazz bassist. He is considered a virtuoso and is one of the most recorded musicians of his generation. He's appeared on more than 300 recordings as a sideman and 11 critically acclaimed albums as a leader. He is also a five-time Grammy Award winner. McBride was heralded as a teen prodigy, having joined saxophonist Bobby Watson's group at the age of 17. From 17 to age 22, McBride played in the bands of older, very well-known jazz musicians, including those of Bobby Watson, Freddie Hubbard, Benny Golson, Milt Jackson, J.J. Johnson, and the great Hank Jones. He also played in the bands of his peers, such as Roy Hargrove, Benny Green, and Joshua Redman. In 1996, jazz bassist Ray Brown formed a group called Super Bass, built around McBride and fellow Brown protege and bassist John Clayton. This was a major endorsement of McBride's talents. This record that I'd like to sample is a collection of duets with some of the artists who continue to inspire his music, including this number with Sting. McBride plays a repeating figure on the bass. My classical friends would call this an ostinato. In jazz, they call it a groove. It's very effective and really pushes the song along. This example is much more spare than the original on Sting's album, but I think it works very well. This is number two, please, Jim. This is called Consider Me Gone, as recorded by Christian McBride on his Conversations with Christian CD on the Mac Avenue label from 2011.
You can't say that. Can't say that. You can't say that. You can't say that. The war rooms of forgiveness in the house that we share. But the space has been empty of whatever was there. There were cupboards of patience. There were shelf loads of care. But whoever came calling found nobody there. After today, consider me gone. Roses have thorns and shining water's mud, and cancer lurks deep in the sweetest bud. Clouds and eclipses sting the moon and sting the sun. And history reeks of the wrongs we have done. After today, oh, consider me gone. Oh, consider me gone. Oh, consider me. Oh, consider me. Oh, consider me gone. War with myself. The doctor has told me it's no good for my health to search for perfection. It's all very well, but to look for heaven is to live here in hell. So what you said, today, after today, consider me gone, consider me gone, consider me, consider me, consider me
Consider Me Gone. I'd like to feature a version of Sting's composition Field of Gold as performed by Eva Cassidy. This song was originally released on Sting's 10 Summoner's Tales CD from March 1993. Eva Marie Cassidy was born on February 2, 1963 and passed much too soon from melanoma on November 2, 1996 at age 33. She was an American vocalist and guitarist known for her interpretations of jazz, blues, folk, gospel, country, rock, and pop classics. She was flying under the radar during her too brief career. She was well known in the Washington, D.C. area, but virtually unknown in the rest of the country. 2 years after her death, a compilation album called Songbird was released. This record received some airplay on BBC Radio 2 in the UK and garnered much attention. Her potent vocals take on a special meaning as they were really discovered after her passing. I hope that you enjoy her reading of this lovely song. This is a Sting composition called Field of Gold, as performed by Eva Cassidy on her Songbird CD from 98. Keith Grimes plays electric lead guitar on this track. That's number three, please, Jim.
You remember me when the west wind moves among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while among the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Stay with me. Will you be my love among the fields of barley? And you can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. I never made promises like there have been some that I've broken, but I swear in the days still left, we'll walk in fields of gold. We'll walk in fields of gold. Thank you. There have been some that I've broken, but I swear in the days still left, we'll walk in fields of gold. We'll walk in fields of gold.
Eva Cassidy, the girl has soul. My last example is from a new recording of Sting tunes by the Tierney Sutton Band called Sting Variations. Tierney Sutton was born on June 28, 1963. She is an American jazz singer who has received multiple Grammy Award nominations. She was born in Omaha, Nebraska, and educated at Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut, and Berklee College of Music in Boston, Massachusetts. For 20 years, she has led the Tierney Sutton Band, featuring pianist Christian Jacob, bassists Trey Henry and Kevin Axt, as well as drummer Ray Brinker. The band is an incorporated unit and makes all musical and business decisions together. She has been Baha'i since 1981 and explains her band's arranging style as based on the principle of consultation. The band is very much run on Baha'i principles. There is very much a sense that what we do is essentially a spiritual thing, and everyone's voice needs to be heard. For 11 years, Sutton taught at the Jazz Studies Department at the University of Southern California. In 2008, she became the vocal department chair at the Los Angeles Music Academy in Pasadena, California. She features reimagined classics from numerous genres on her latest cycle of albums. These include the excellent After Blue from 2013, highlighting the compositions of Joni Mitchell, and the Sting Variations from 2016. This record received a Grammy nomination for the Best Vocal Jazz Album. As the title suggests, she has reworked the music of Sting. This particular tune has been borrowed from The Police's 1979 record called Regatta de Blanc. This is number four, please, Jim. This is the Tierney Sutton Band's version of Message in a Bottle.
Should have known that. send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle.
Different take on Message in a Bottle by the Tierney Sutton Band. Gotta love a band with two bass players. I hope that these tracks have illustrated the potential for Sting's music to have a long and meaningful presence in modern jazz. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Beyond the huge success Sting has had with his reggae rock band, The Police, his solo career as an accomplished singer, bassist, and composer has assured him a place in the jazz narrative. This episode was recorded in February 2017. Happily, we have time for another example of Sting's talents. It's a track called An Englishman in New York from his Nothing Like the Sun recording, released in 1987.
I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast on one side. In my accent when I talk, I'm an Englishman in New York. You see me walking down Fifth Avenue, a walking cane here at my side. I'm an Englishman in New York. them when you can. A gentleman will walk but never run. The manners make of manners, someone said. He's our hero of the day. It takes a man to suffer ignorance and smile. Be yourself, no matter what they say.
This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Script edits by David Sillery. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.